But what I want to do this morning is I want to just share something about communion. And then I want to share, break bread, of course. But as part of that as well, remembering the scripture that says each of you has a psalm, a hymn, a spiritual song. And I know one or two people have already come and said, yes, they'd like to share something. So within good order, at the right time, different people will come and share what's on their heart. And one other thing I want to say as well, in this time, there's something that we can share very much, and that's silence. You know, it's a scary place for some people. And I just want to say this, don't be frightened of silence. Because it's in the still, small voice that God speaks to us. So if the meeting's open, don't feel you have to say something. But if God says, say something, then you must do it. Do you understand? But in a way as well, if God says, be quiet, then in a good Yorkshire way, shut up. But a couple of communions ago I spoke, and I shared something about different aspects of communion, and something that was really blessed me when I read through Selwyn News Every Day with Jesus. The last 2 months he did a whole 2 months on communion. And he said that there are 5 C's of communion. And last time I spoke about the corporate aspect. We're all invited to come around the table. You know, as I look around this morning, we're privileged people in some ways that we are all, I think, we all know and love the Lord. Yeah? So in a way, I'm preaching to the converted this morning. I don't have to preach hellfire and damnation, because you know that. I have to preach this morning intimacy. I have to preach to us coming around the Lord's table and sharing what he's done for each one of us. And last time I said it was corporate. I said that it's a time when we come together. Communion generally isn't something that we do individually. It's not something that the Lord invites us to do on our own. But he says, when you come together, remember me. There will be times, of course, when 2 or 3 do it. And I know that Pastor went to see Bert and Brenda. They're not able to be with us right now. And so it's right then to break bread and share communion with them. But generally speaking, this is the venue for it. It's when we come together and we're in a corporate place. And now we come to the second C. There are no slides this morning, because I can't be in 2 places at once and whatever. But the second C, the first one was corporate, the second one is commemorative. And I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about the Feast of Memory. And first of all, I suppose I ought to say, it's not a time when we're remembering our problems, it's not remembering the things that we've done wrong, because those are covered by the grace of Jesus. But today it's about remembering what Jesus did for each one of us. See, Jesus actually insists that we come together. Now, he doesn't insist in a dominating way, but he insists in a way of love. Come to me, all you heavy laden. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and share what I did at Calvary. Come to me and remember what I did in that upper room. And he does it out of love. And he insists that we do it out of remembrance. Remembrance of him. And why does Jesus insist? I think he does it because he knows that in the memory area we can be quite weak. Do you remember the little cartoon I talked about? I saw something on the internet the other week. It was a bit like this, you know, these student rallies, what do we want? Well, the one was, what do we want? More memory. When do we want it? Want what? We are weak in memory, you know, sometimes we forget. You know, we can be so busy out there doing what we're doing that we forget the upper room. We forget that time around the Lord's table. You see, some people are better than me at this sort of thing. Some people make mental lists. Some people make written lists. I've actually made a list, and the top item on it is make a list. And then I forgot to look at the list. So I'm not particularly good at lists. Somehow. So Jesus insists that we remember. Remember to come. And the insistence comes not from the pastor, not from the preacher, or anyone else. It comes from the one who was crucified. It's the insistence of one who teaches. Oh, sorry, it's not the insistence of one who teaches but hasn't experienced the fact. You know, I could insist all I want, but you won't actually take a lot of notice. But Jesus insists because it was his hand that was held out. It was his hand. There's no nail marks in my hand, in my wrist, but the hand of Jesus is the one that took the nail, and it's the hand of Jesus that insists that we come and remember him. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. Now it's important to know that this word do in the Greek doesn't just mean a one-off thing. This do has a feeling about being continuous. It's like saying to children, do be good. Now children take that, well that's okay, I will be good for a few minutes and then I can revert back. But no, Jesus says, do this and keep doing it. It's a continuous thing. And it's about meeting over and over again out of expectation and out of duty. And we need to remember, because we've got this tendency to forget. And the worst thing we can do is forget about Jesus and his sacrificial death. The Bible doesn't paint a descriptive picture of Jesus. We don't know what Jesus looked like. We don't know whether he had long hair, short hair. We know he had a beard, because that was plucked at the trial. But we don't know much about how he looked, and many painters have tried over the years. But when we pick up the bread, we can call to mind the body of Jesus. We don't believe it changed into his body, but we know that when we pick it up, it reminds us that this is the body of Jesus. We use this word broken, and we had a long conversation once with someone. He said, well, none of his bones were broken, and the Psalms in Psalm 22 tells us that. That's true. But you know, sometimes you might see somebody walking down the street and looking forlorn and say, what's the matter? My car's broken. Now that doesn't mean that the car has dropped into two halves. It probably doesn't mean a wheel's fallen off. It means it won't work. And we get this same feeling with Jesus. His body was broken. It was whipped, it was cut, it was pierced by thorns and nails, and it didn't work anymore. And that's what we mean when we say his body was broken for each one of us. Not his bones weren't broken. But we have this description of Jesus when we pick up the bread, and we can sense the body of Jesus being broken for us. And when we take the cup, we can call to mind that that was his precious blood that was spilt for each one of us. It's there as a reminder. We come together to remember. We don't remember the date. We think, well, it was a Friday. We don't remember the place, or we think it was Golgotha. But we come to remember that it was Jesus that died for us. We've come to remind ourselves, and perhaps thinking what Jesus might have said. He might have said this: do this in remembrance of all that I am for you. And today, as the emblems are shared, remember this. It's not the crucifixion we remember. It's not the resurrection that we celebrate. It is Jesus. We do this. We celebrate in remembrance of him.
Thank you, Lord.
In our house group on Wednesday, Christine shared a poem with us. And I hope she's brought it with her. Have you brought your poem?
Yeah.
Are you going to read it for us?
Now?
Yes. Because now we're going to share, we're going to be quiet, we're going to break bread. I'll ask Christine to read a poem, and then I'll break the bread. We're going to do something completely different this morning. I don't think we've ever done it before. But when we break bread, I'm then going to pass the bread to Wendy, and I'm going to ask her to pass it on to Andrew, and then to Juana, and just pass the bread on to one another, so that we're effectively sharing the bread one with another. But first of all, I want Christine to read a poem which may be in volume 2.
Will you join Christ at his table and circle around the wine and serve each other the bread of life as you share at this special time, each one serving the other in a continuous flow of love? Let our worship be an intense, so God is Lord above. Communion is a wonderful time to let our burdens go as we come together in harmony all kinds of seeds will grow.
Can you all hear that? Can I read it again?
Yeah.
I'll probably speak a bit louder. Are you okay, Christine? Just think of what we're going to do. Will you join Christ at this table and circle around the wine and serve each other the bread of life as we share this special time? Each one serving the other in a continuous flow of love. Let our worship be an incense to our glorious Lord above. Communion is a wonderful time to let your burdens go. As we come together in harmony, all kinds of seeds will grow.